This podcast is brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Oracle offers suites of integrated applications, plus secure autonomous infrastructure in the Oracle Cloud. Visit oracle.com. And by Syntax. Syntax is an Oracle managed service provider delivering technology solutions and professional advisory and application management services to over 800 customers worldwide. Visit syntax.com. And by ArcLight. ArcLight is a national enterprise solution consultancy focused on delivering transformative cloud projects that help organizations elevate, transform, and grow. Grow with us at arclightconsulting.com. Welcome to Ascend with Carrie and Mohan, brought to you by the Oracle Applications and Technology Users Group, OATUG, and the Oracle HCM Users Group, OHUG, to talk about all things related to the Ascend Oracle Users Conference, which is held annually in the United States. Coming up, our next conference, Ascend 2024, will be held June 17th to 20th, 2024, at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. In this podcast series, Mohan Dutt, representing OATUG, and Carrie Hollick, representing OHUG, will be talking about everything you'll want to know about Ascend, from how to apply to become a speaker, education tracks, presentation program highlights, conversations on the art of and benefits of networking, key tips for exhibitors, and getting excited about meeting all the Oracle representatives who attend, and much more. So we hope you'll subscribe to the podcast. Today, we are so thrilled to have with us Heather Hagedorn, Director of Oracle Cloud HCM Product Strategy from Oracle, to join us and talk about some of the themes coming up at the Ascend Conference so you can get ready for a fulfilling and productive experience. So I'm going to turn it over to Carrie now. Please start and kick it off with your questions, Carrie.
Great. Thanks, Deborah. Thanks, everybody. Heather, thanks for joining us today. I think we're going to, as we usually do, just kind of jump right into it and see where things go. Deborah mentioned you're the Director of Oracle Cloud HCM Product Strategy. So what is that? What do you do? What are you responsible for? And how do you fall into the Oracle HCM space?
Yeah. So thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure. So a little bit about my role. I am a member of the product strategy team, and my focus on this strategy team is really customer engagement. So I love what I do, and I'm thrilled to work for a company that has a customer-first mindset. So I have the job of connecting everything that we deliver from product strategy over to our customers to ensure our customers are aware of all the great innovations that we are putting into place, as well as vice versa. I need to ensure that we hear from our community and get that information back over to product strategy. So it kind of goes both directions. And we do that through a variety of programs, and we can kind of, I suspect, cover some of those programs today. So thank you again for having me. Love my job, and also have the pleasure of working with our user groups, specifically OHUG and OATUG. And that's, again, a pleasure as well. It's one way that we ensure, again, product strategy is connected directly to our community.
Love that. Thank you, Heather. Yeah. I do personally have the pleasure of meeting with Heather sometimes, kind of frequently lately, which is great and exciting. And it's definitely true what she's saying about customers, right? You know, we all know we're passionate about it here at the user groups, and it's so amazing that Oracle and their communities are helping us out, and we're helping them, and we're all working and growing together with just the best in mind for our folks.
And I would say thank you to Heather, to you and your team, for a very active participation in our Ascend conference. And we look forward to the sessions from Oracle and the interactions that you have planned. So my question to you is, a forum, a platform like Ascend, how do you think we can make it more meaningful, both for Oracle as well as for the user community?
Well, one of the things that I think the OATUG and OHA group does really well is just the planning process for the conference. I think you really take in mind what we as Oracle think are the best topics to cover at the conference, and vice versa, what you hear from the community. So you give us feedback to say, you know what, we're hearing from our community members are topics such as this. Our customers want to hear more about the innovations that you have coming. So maybe really focus on that and then dive into the innovations such as, you know, the Redwood Design System. Again, we talked about AI, Gen AI. And not only that, we've gotten great feedback from your group telling us that not only do they want to hear from Oracle in terms of what's coming, they want to get their hands on. So it's, again, a really collaborative effort to figure out what we can do at that conference to make it the most meaningful experience for those that attend. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Thank you very much. And I would say for our podcast listeners, this is one of the first time we will have hands-on labs from Oracle. And that is something which we are very much looking forward to it. I remember many years ago, we had a similar lab at CloudWorld and it was like literally sold out. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too. And I think, again, that just came from feedback that we've heard from your community. And not only did we do one, we did multiple. So I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to hear what the attendees think.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of excitement about Ascend, Heather, what are some other things besides hands-on labs that you're excited to get out there? And you and your colleagues at Oracle, what things in Oracle HCM are you super excited to showcase or talk about with people?
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about is just, again, all the things that we have coming in 2024. So every year, Oracle Cloud HCM Product Strategy puts out an investment summary document. And that really focuses on all the things that we are going to deliver within that calendar year and beyond. So this gives us a great opportunity to share that directly with our customers. And it's not just that. I mean, we have that keynote, you know, done by Guy Waterman that's going to talk about that, which again is a great keynote for all attendees, not just existing cloud customers, but anyone that's exploring cloud. Great session to get that overview. And then from there, we're going to dive a bit deeper into some of those innovations. So when we talk about the specific topics, that'll include, you know, getting started with Redwood and more about grow product and skills, and a topic that is talking through workforce management. And we've got a topic focused on talent management and winning, you know, the war on talent. So the way that we align these, and again, this is all based on working with the boards to figure out what the best approach is that we really wanted to start high level to say, here's what you can see that Oracle Cloud HCM will be delivering in the upcoming year, and then break that down a little bit further into detailed topics. And then not only that, again, like the hands-on labs we talked about, break it down even further to get your hands on those new features. So in addition to topics and new features, of course, we always have the wonderful opportunities just to network. So we will be in the exhibit hall to, you know, have those kind of sidebar conversations. We'll have a significant amount of people there from Oracle too, and covering a wide variety of teams. So it's not just product strategy. We have members of our Center of Excellence teams that deal or work directly with our customers and help them through the adoption of our new features, and solution consultants to do demonstrations. So I'm just generally excited about the group that we have coming from Oracle, and that's all reflective of the group that comes and the attendees that come to the conference. So we want to be there and talk with our customers that are there. We know the audience is going to be great.
We're excited about that too. All this talk about the things that are coming out in 2024 and some of these, I don't want to call them sneak peeks, but some of these things are where we might get some exciting stuff that we can get our eyes on. Makes me think in general, you know, HCM Cloud responds very rapidly to changing workforce trends, to regulatory changes, which, boy, those just seem all over the place these days, don't they? And I'm curious, you know, with all those things coming at you, plus you mentioned feedback from user communities as well, you know, that, that kind of gets into the development product lifecycle. How do you manage all of that? That's a lot of demand coming so quickly and you're delivering it quickly. What's the magic? How does that work?
That's a great question, but you're right. We do that just by delivering, you know, consumable, you know, releases that people can then take, you know, periodically. So how we develop it is product strategy is really focused on, like you said, we're looking at marketplace trends. We're looking at our customer needs. We're looking at advances in technology. So those are all the things that we're focused on from product strategy. Now, the flip side, you know, that's what we're reliant upon the community groups for, such as, again, yourselves. So we want to get that customer input into our product too. And we do that, again, through community input, through these conferences, as well as on our online community, we have an idea lab where customers can go and submit their ideas, vote on existing and comment on existing ideas. And we really get a sense of, you know, what are our customers asking for and how can we ensure that we continue to deliver market leading applications? So I think it's all these components and really that bridge between the two is what makes us successful.
So Heather, I know Guy will have several follow-up questions. So I have one of mine. You mentioned about the Redwood experience. So if you can tell our podcast audience a bit more about what Oracle has plans for that.
Yep. So that's a great question. We introduced the Redwood design experience, really rolled it out late last year with Chris even doing a wonderful session on Customer Connect, kind of in the latter part of last year. And we couldn't be more excited. Really, what the Redwood design experience is, it delivers a new user experience that's aimed at driving efficiency. So we are delivering this in a way too that is phased out through multiple releases so that it helps our customers adopt it. And we're doing a lot to ensure smooth adoption for our customers. We're doing a ton of education through the form of announcements, through the form of ongoing webinar events. You might see on Customer Connect a program called Ready for Redwood. We do that currently every other week, and that's intended to give our customers an opportunity to ask their questions live and hear more about it and hear about all the resources that we're putting in place. So this all started, I think, with the 23D release, and we've continued to roll out additional features within subsequent releases and will continue to do so. So at the conference, again, we know that this is something that we want to ensure customers are aware of and adopting. And we've heard vice versa. So everybody said, hey, please come and tell us more and talk to us more and answer our questions all about Redwood. So again, a focus of the conference, I think we have two topic sessions that are specifically about the Redwood design system. And then we've got a hands-on lab, as well as a hands-on lab for Visual Builder Express. So we're excited. I think it's you will hear a lot about it from Oracle.
Yeah, and if I may add, that Visual Builder session was a sold-out session at yet another conference. And we are so lucky to have that session at Ascend too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is awesome stuff. Yeah. Anything else that we should highlight about the interaction and interplay between the user groups and Oracle? You know, we have a lot of different ways we can do that at Ascend. In addition to that, I think, we kind of partner on different webinars and content throughout the year. Anything else worth shouting out that I'm missing?
No, I think you hit the nail on the, yeah. What I'm trying to say,
right?
You covered it perfectly. I think the collaboration between the two for our groups has been phenomenal. And it's, you know, I highly encourage people to stay connected with your communities because that's, again, how we deliver a lot of information. You do that for us and help ensure that it's getting out to the community. And again, the community, again, is really feeding Oracle to ensure that we are taking into account, you know, the business needs of the customer. So I think that relationship is really key. And one of the things too, I think that, you know, people, you know, the conference is just this amazing opportunity to network and take full advantage of that. That's why we are there. And that's why we send, you know, all these resources from various different teams, is to give our customers the best opportunity to connect with us. And again, we want that information. So if you have questions, or if your questions aren't getting answered and you see us there, just pull us aside, have that conversation, come to our sessions, and then find the person later or connect with them in one fashion or another. That's what we want. So we know that we will be doing that. We are going to be seeking everyone out that we can. And I encourage all the attendees to do the same. We welcome it. Just come up and talk to us, and we'll be excited to hear your stories.
I love that. And actually, that raises a really good point for our listeners. You know, Mohan and I have been to some of these conferences once or twice, a couple times, right? So we kind of understand how things work, and it's maybe a little bit easier for us to navigate and network with people. But for those that might be newer to the conference, and also maybe newer to working with Oracle, there are a lot of different Oracle groups that do wonderful things in different ways. And I think we're going to see a lot of Oracle contingents and attendance at the conference. So if I'm an attendee coming in, how do I even know who to talk to? You know, am I talking to you with product strategy? Am I talking to development? Am I talking to OCS? Am I talking to, how do I do that? How do I start? Any recommendations?
I think that one of which, you know, the sessions in itself are a great way to get to know those presenters. So if it's a topic of interest, if you're really, you know, wanting to learn more about journeys, we've got a session that's just specifically on journeys, and you'll, you know, when you get there, you'll see, hey, that's Floyd Teeter. And I think he might be a good person, obviously would be the best person there to talk or have that conversation regarding that particular product. So that's one way within the session itself, and looking up those sessions. Say you don't make a session, because again, I know there's so much to select, so many good topics, that if you're not able to, just look up the presenter and go, you know what, that's Floyd Teeter. I think I need to connect with him. And you can come to the exhibit hall and just ask anyone to say, hey, you know what? I saw that Floyd was talking about journeys. I'd really like to connect with him. And I think anybody would help facilitate that introduction to get people connected. So it's just maybe looking through the agenda, see who's presenting on specific topics, coming to us in the exhibit hall and asking anyone, as we will all be happy to do so, is to make those introductions so that you can connect with those individuals. So again, the tools that you have in place for conferences are just amazing. I use them, vice versa. We're doing the same. We're going to seek out people too. We're going to look you up and go, wow, this customer is talking about that. We want to hear more. We want to learn more. So we're going to go find them too. That's probably one idea that I would say, or how we kind of leverage the tools that you have in place so we can kind of get a sense of, you know, who are the people that we think we need to connect with based on the conversations that we want to have.
I love that. Yeah. Sometimes we forget that people are approachable, right? And they're there. Yes. They're there to talk. They want to have these conversations. So everyone, I agree. Everyone's always very, very open to that. And, you know, if you don't know, they'll point you in the right direction. So I think that's really, really good advice. Just go up and ask, meet them, connect through the app. You know, there's so many ways to do that. Gets into our networking a little bit, but I love that attitude. Thank you.
Like what I have seen, a very interesting trend. Previously, both at the conference as well as in companies, there was a lot of focus on customer experience, how we enhance the customer experience and tools and software processes improvement on customer experience. And now we are finding increasingly the trend and discussions on how we can improve the employee experience. Hmm. So how is Oracle trying to improve employee experience of, the users of Oracle software?
Yeah. And I think you just hit on Redwood Design System too. So thank you. That's exactly one way that we're doing it. And we have a whole new kind of offering, I would encourage anyone to go out and learn more about, and I'm happy to share information. Or again, you'll hear this at the conference. It's kind of under what we call the Oracle Me, or Oracle My Employee, you know, customer, or I should say not customer, employee experience. So we are, again, you'd like teep it up, right? So that is a huge investment for us too, and a trend that we've seen. So rolled out kind of the Oracle Me employee experience. Gosh, now it's been about a year and a half. And there's several components underneath that. So for example, again, the highlights that you'll hear, come to our skills session. I think that would be phenomenal for anyone that wants to hear more about the employee experience. We've got a whole session around growth and skills. So that would be something I would guide you to if you're really kind of wanting to hear how to advance that employee experience. So at the conference, that is probably the topic I would point people to first and foremost, to dive a little bit deeper in terms of what Oracle's doing within that space, I guess you'd say.
Thank you. I mean, it seems almost that whatever we think of, you have already added to the conference agenda. So we are very lucky.
Well, again, that was a collaborative effort. And I think that's what makes this really successful. It was us saying, hey, here's the things that we want to talk about. And then, you know, the boards give us feedback to say, yes, that's good, but how about we do this slightly differently? Or did you think about this topic as well? So we were probably about 90% there, which was great, but it took some fine tuning. And that's, again, that's the secret for success, I think.
I was interested in this discussion of trends because I, not as a computer scientist or a computer, you know, designer or product strategist in any way, but as an editor of our OITG magazine, I'm always trying to feel for the trends in general across industries. So when you're talking about human resources, and you've obviously spent a lot of time thinking about what people are wanting or needing to learn the most and how are they going to be using the data, can you tell us a little bit about some of those wider trends that you've seen that you extrapolated from when you decide on your strategy?
Yeah. One of which, again, it's the, I think we, you know, you nailed on it earlier, investing heavily in employee experience. So that's kind of a trend that we're seeing, and we're, you know, making sure that's in our product. Also addressing the skills gap. So we're kind of upskilling for growth and mobility. That's another trend that we've seen within the marketplace. People first leadership, talent acquisition, again, winning the war for talent, and just having, you know, general organizational agility is a trend. So those are kind of the key things and key trends that then you're going to see their way into our product as we go through the investment strategy, you know, especially when Guy covers that, or if you go out and look at our investment strategy document. I can't remember if I referenced that. We do that every year, calendar year, put that document together. It's out on Customer Connect currently on our resource center. So I, you know, if people want to dive further into, you know, what are the trends, like you've asked, you know, what are those trends that you've identified and how exactly is your product solving the issues that you see or the trends that are coming up in the workplace. We take that document and do that very specifically so people can see those details of what all we're doing to address them.
And if I may add, previously, or I would say a few years ago, when we looked at like solutions offering from Oracle, we used to focus on like Oracle as a future of platform, like what we'll use. But now increasingly, like organization like ours and other organization, we are focusing on Oracle offerings for future of work, not just future of platform, like how it will enhance, for example, the employee experience. So we are really looking forward to, you know, knowing more about how the future of work will be decided by Oracle 8c.
Yeah. And I think that's how we've shifted as well. I think, in my opinion, it is really interesting. I think, you know, what we're doing now is really, you know, thinking of, you know, what does the future of work look like? What, again, trends have we identified? So instead of being so, you know, feature function or very, you know, I guess you'd say feature function almost, it's more at that broader level. You know, how do we solve this business problem that we are seeing? And where do we think the technology is taking us that we can, you know, be forward looking and not only solve the problem at hand, but what the future might bring as well?
Yeah, it's when Mohan asked about, you know, kind of the evolution from customer experience to employee experience focus as well. I definitely found that interesting as Oracle shifted. And, you know, you would say, for example, everyone's a customer or a potential future customer, right? Mm-hmm. And to see employees looked at in that same way, you know, everyone out there, they're an employee, or maybe they will be an employee, or maybe they were an employee. You know, at some point, everyone has that potential and should be treated as such, which is super exciting because it definitely, yeah, it wasn't a focus years back. And the whole platform versus workforce is a good point as well. It's doing the job, but it's also thinking about the next level. And a lot of the things, Heather, that you talked about with skills, et cetera, you know, and starting to build some of the artificial intelligence into that quite a bit too, where it just does amazing projections around workforce and, you know, who might be a flight risk and who would be a great person for succession planning and stuff like that is just getting so advanced that it's amazing. And when you look at that, you know, your employees as well as, you know, your candidate pool and things like that, or even alumni, ex-employees and things, and look at that as your broader talent base and start doing some of that modeling. It's really exciting, intense stuff. So happy to be a part of that and to get to see some of the magic that's happening.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of that within, again, when we talk about AI and Gen AI, just specifically within HCM, a lot of it is kind of in that umbrella of talent management, you know, in terms of talent acquisition, performance reviews. So we'll be going through some of that and even showcasing those great enhancements at the conference. So can't wait. I know we're excited to make sure people are aware and give you an opportunity to see it. And even again, get hands-on with it.
Great. Super excited for the conference. Can't wait. This has stoked me up.
It's very exciting. And you really get the sense that this co-designing going on or co-implementation. So the developers have given us their technology and then the users are giving you their input. And together, we're forming the world of work in a way. In short, right? It's very exciting when the two are collaborating that closely in that way. Well, there's so much to come. And thank you so much for your time today. It's fascinating. We could talk for a lot longer on these topics, I think. And all of us really enjoy this conversation so much. But more to come at Ascend. And that's June 17th to 20th in Las Vegas at Caesars Palace. So be sure to visit the websites of both of our hosts today, oatug.org and ohug.org. We're signing off for now, but we're going to be here for more episodes to come, and so you can ascend to new sites and elevate your Oracle experience. Join us again soon.